What humanity needs, what you need, is transformation, not the hope for transformation. It's a big word. What you need is contact, not the romantic notion of contact. This is what got me into the search of how to transfer this. And took many years. Like as how Madhuri introduced me, that's how I used to be introduced for almost 10 years in big crowds, 5,000, 10,000 people. And most often I end up being an entertainer. And I quit that circuit sometime in the year 2000. Paid good though. You get the first class ticket and the 6-star hotel. So. But it didn't do justice for me. I was looking for a way that I can reach you. That was how this whole thing was born. Find a way for contact. You've got to understand, humanity has been addicted to entertainment. Everything is an entertainment. We like feeling good. So we become feeling good junkies, you know. That's how we measure everything. What I think you need, from my humble opinion, you need transformation and awakening. You don't need that much information. You need to be awakened. You need to come to it on your own. Many times the feeling of love is not love. And many times love is not a feeling. It's like success, and it's a good, we can use it as an example. There's a great romance about success. People who have not had success romance it. Oh, it'll be nice to run 8 company and own 16 cars and 7 cute secretaries. I still have not figured out why you will not want to have 7 cute secretaries. But that is the only good part about being successful. And I think bosses work harder than anybody in the office would, carry more responsibility. When you sit in that position, the romance disappears. Sometimes people romanticize a Buddha sitting under a tree meditating. It's nice for 20 minutes. He did it for 9 years. Sometimes people say, it must be nice to be a master. I say, you can take my chair anytime. Sit in my position and do what I do and you'll know the responsibility. Thus, we are attracted for the wrong reason. And many times, people have to offer the wrong reason. You get what I'm saying? People must tell you the truth. Success is not a joke. Like I run 8 to 9 companies back home. It's not a joke. It's a recipe for heart attack. It's not, I won't say it's fun, it's my passion. I'm built to do it, but it is a whole different ballgame. Like having children, I'm sure a lot of you here got kids. Have you seen people who have no kids come to the house and say, wow, how cute that is here. You keep it for a while. Go ahead. Give me a couple hours break. Go ahead, come on. People romanticize. Have you seen how people romanticize marriages? Oh, I will make love whole night long. Yeah. 3 days. Then for the next 47 years and how many months, you're like, what was I thinking about? I would like to try to communicate to you something, that I'm not in the entertainment business. I'm not in a mission to become popular. I don't care about that one bit. I somehow would like to transfer something that I've come to, essentially. I would like to transfer that, if I can. And we have managed to get it down to a way that I think it's quite foolproof. It took a long time, it took over 12, 15 years of struggling, of trying every method on earth, and so on and so on. We'll discuss that some other time. So what I would like you all to focus on is, we can put the mind of entertainment. Please don't position me to make yourself feel good. I can't seem to do that. I cannot do that. I cannot make you feel good. I don't want to, because that is also another way of drugging you. I do not want you to feel relieved because of me or what I'm going to say. I want to see whether I can transfer something that may cause an awakening in you. I hope that I can, which is what my master did to me. My master didn't make me feel good. That bastard. He shocked the pants out of me first time. I thought my whole life was over. I said, what the hell have I been living? But today I bow down to him. I serve him with all my heart. And I'm eternally grateful. Because if he hasn't tapped me, I would have never come to see it. So we got to know how we enter this. Are we seeking awakening or relief? You understand? I don't know how many of you have been the circuit of training. I've been in that for a long time. I started sometime in 86. That's a long time ago. I've been to every known physically possible. I had companies I sold off, took the money, and I just traveled. I end up at the end, I got entertained. I was still the same old person with the same old nonsense. I had some great haircuts in the process. I came up with new words. But my misery never changed. And that is when I started seeking something fundamental that will... totally shift me to a new reality, a new consciousness, a new state of being. I wonder whether you seek that. There's no demand to seek it, sir. Life is, entertainment is good. I watch television sometime. I don't know whether it's entertainment or what, but I watch it. No, I go watch people sometimes. It's quite entertaining. I watch. I wonder what you seek. Because most humanity is just seeking a way to escape. And there are many ways to escape. Meditation can be an escape, which it is not supposed to be. I wonder what you seek. That is why I and Clayton, we established the school in a way, it is a not, it avoids that entertainment process. It is where you do real work. You sit and do work. You work on yourself when you're ready. And you work on yourself alone. Thus, you are not authored. Is that a word? Do you understand that word? You're not authored. Nobody authors you. That your freedom is intact from the beginning, middle, and the end. You come back to you as you. So I would like to establish that with you. Like, you know why I quit the circuit of speaking? Because they want me to make people feel good. They always say, Master, rock the crowd. Come on, make them feel good. What do you think, I'm a DJ?
No. Kind of music.
Yeah, well, the music I can... Well, I created the music. They said, you know. I said, make them feel inspired. I said, no, that is only for expired people. I don't want to change you. It's not my business. I'm going to share with you an art to unchange you. I don't want to have anything to do with your transformation. I want to give you the tool that you transform yourself. I don't want to free you and have the ego trip that I freed you. I want to show you the mathematics so you may free you. When I came to my awakening, my masters never robbed my awakening. I bow down for what they have done for me, but my awakening was mine. Thus, the freedom was intact. Many times people want to help you because they want the ego, they have helped you. Now, when we cut through all that nonsense and go beyond all that, and we kind of square it and look at it and say, How do I begin? How do I reclaim myself? How do I rise in my own dignity? So we are observing together. It's a very treacherous journey this is. It only begins when you have come to see that you have moved into this with complete freedom, beginning, middle, and the end. Only then your life becomes yours. Some of the damage is your life is owned by others one way or the other. Follow? Thus, that is the first freedom, to claim, to say, this is my life, I see it for me, I am going to author it myself without anybody inducing. I wonder whether you can come into that space. In the East is called the movement in aloneness. It's not that you don't allow somebody to come forth and assist, but he will assist in a way he will not author you. You follow? Thus, that is the principle of the disciplined one. To come to the point to recognize you have never been affected. Nobody has authored you, that you are intact. If you can penetrate that word. I feel like I'm speaking Hebrew today. Just tolerate me. Let me see whether I can get this through. Can you focus that? If you can see that. A movement in perfect aloneness and not being affected. The East has got a word for it. They call it tabula rasa, untouched. Thus, discipline one delivers that you have never been affected. Nothing has touched you. You are always free and your freedom is kept. If you can follow. I once went up to my master and I said, please don't give me enlightenment. He was laughing. Say, why not? I want to earn it myself. Don't position me in a way I have to thank you. Because I want it to be mine. He said, that's exactly what I've been doing with you. For that, I'm eternally grateful to him, but I'm free. Have you seen your mother loved you and that became a curse for you? Did it? Three mothers were bragging. One mother said, do you know my son loves me so much, he bought me a ticket to go on a cruise to the Arctic. The next mother said, that's nothing. My son bought me a worldwide tour. The third one started laughing. You fools. You don't know how much my son loves me. He goes to the doctor 3 times a week and only he does is talks about me. I wonder whether you get it. Can I point to that? The window is opening today. Can I point to that? A love that did not author me. I used to tell my mother, thank you for neglecting me as a child. She did a little bit. I was the guy who was in the shadow. She said, why? First, she fought that I neglected her. She neglected me. She said, no. I said, no, you did. Then I proved my case. Then she said, okay, I neglected you. Because I fight hard. Then I said to her, thank you. She said, why are you thanking me? I owe you nothing. Your love didn't poison me. I am free. I can be whatever I want to be. Thank you. Thus, the quality is freedom, not bondage. Success is not freedom. Success appears to be the demand to be accepted. Do you think success that man seeks is out of the celebration of his freedom? Or is it the society's definition of how you should be? And only then it accepts you. Think on it. I wonder. Discipline one works in awakening that freedom in you, that you are completely you. I wonder whether you would have a touch that feeling, that state, just you, unauthored. Peter Frey asked me, he said, Master, speak about how it feels. What is the property of being a creator, a effector, or an A? Something like that, right, Peter Frey? The quality of the man of discipline one, so to say, we use that word, is his unauthored. His freedom is intact. I wonder. He loves freely, he does freely, he is free. Humanity's love is not free, sir. Humanity's acceptance is not free, sir. It comes with great demand. You must be thinner. Have you seen somebody will throw that word to you without shame? How dare you? Have you seen that expectation? It is a very rude world we live in. Unnecessary expectations. And many times, people are running around saying, Master, teach me something so the world may love me. I wonder. I used to go on a circuit on speaking about success. You're asking why I did it? The money was good. No, I didn't know better. So I went on a huge circuit speaking. People say, I say, why do you want success? When I started inquiring, why? Somewhere unconsciously you think a mother will love him if he becomes successful. Or somebody will like him. It's always about somebody else. And I ask him, what is that you want to be? He hasn't figured it out. The sacred knowledge is about you to you. It doesn't involve anybody else. It is a movement in freedom, from freedom to freedom. I wonder you get that. You must get it. That's meditation, really. When the other is not allowed, you understand? I wonder. Like I have people sometimes walk up to me and say, Master, I'm happy. I say, what the hell are you telling me? Well, what has that got to do with me? No, you said something yesterday, made me happy. I said, I can say something will make you sad today. No, you heard it, it made you happy, it's your business, nothing to do with me. Why are you throwing it to me? And it reverses when you're sad too. Are you following? I wonder whether you penetrate this. The greatest thing that you have is to come to that inner freedom when you know you are you unauthored. Oh my God. Thus everything else that people are running around is to beg approval from somebody else. Now I can speak a bit badly today. It's my last talk in Vancouver. Last public talk in Vancouver. So sorry, Clayton. Yeah. Almost everything else is motivated by society. And society is a ghost. Figure out, is it about you to you or is it about the other? Because unless you have come to you, there is no room for the other in you. I'm not saying don't live up to the society's expectation. Please put the underpants on and then the pants on top. Because if you reverse it, you become Superman. You can't blame the guy. He was in a rush. Thus, the sacred work is not a collective movement. It's a movement within one's own aloneness to oneself. It has got nothing to do with anybody else. Thus, I get into great effort not to make it big, collective. You follow? I make small pockets of group all over the world so that it remains about you. Because the moment a group comes, there is a group demand. You follow? I'm asking this question, has your life been yours or has it been others? Do we fall in love with a beautiful woman and a beautiful man for ourselves, or is it because the society demands that? I wonder. I live within my aloneness, madam. I do a lot for others. I'm not saying I don't. But me is mine. And mine alone. And that's how I relate with all the beautiful people I'm with. I haven't done nothing for them. I sit with them. They have done things for themselves. Sometimes they are thankful, that's their business. Nothing to do with me. I'm glad to have been a mirror. That's my job. But I love them enough not to author them. You understand? Thus, I do not want to influence anybody. I want to free you from being influenced. Thus, the nature of the creator, the nature of the effector, or the nature of the man of discipline one is he's freed from all influences. The next, he reaches a space he has never been hurt. Thus, there is no psychological therapy needed. You will come to a point, madam, you have never been hurt. And you will see that for yourself. My God, I've never been hurt. I've always been good. In your term, I've always been cool. In Vancouver, cool and cold. Can you see that? If you can see that. This has existed in the East a long time ago. It lost. There are too many gurus came and wanted to take ego trip. They want to save the world and the earth and all that business. And there are people who want to feel they have to be saved and they all can play that game. Good for them. To come to a point, Chaitanya, that nothing has touched me. I am free. Incredible state to be in. The brain becomes clear. And the next characteristic of a man of discipline, one, he realizes he is the creator. Just that unaltered state moves, gives birth to a pulse, and that pulse attracts that back to itself. Follow? When you for yourself, madam, fall in love, and in love, love comes looking for you. Sometimes it comes blonde. I'm the only guy who can make fun of a very serious thing. Yes. And I can get away with it. Now we are too serious because we are worried about the other. Have you seen in the house, if you wear shirts that don't match, you don't care? Only when you step out, the problem starts. We are looking at this. What is the quality when one has the discipline of the first discipline? Sattva discipline, they call it. One has come to one. Suddenly he sees the outside as outside, the inside as the inside. And suddenly he sees when he affects the inside, the outside gets affected. Not the outside affects his inside. His inside, when it moves, it affects the outside. For the first time, you live your life. Why I'm sharing this knowledge is existence demands it. More people living their individuality because we have been made a collective. Every woman has been expected to be the woman in Baywatch, at least in the East, that's what we saw. I wonder. And let me point out the disease. Can you imagine living that way? Unconsciously just trying to please the society, trying to get recognition from the society. Imagine that. No wonder people are sad. No wonder people get psychotic. Because you are not there for you. When you see a Buddha sitting under a tree, he doesn't care about your view. He has rested within himself for himself. He has cured himself from the disease of being authored by another. You see, I will find very attractive what I'm speaking about if you're interested in this. If not, you will not find this attractive at all when you're still running around to find tools to get the society to love you. You follow? Thus, people waste their lives. Gone serving. I've seen my parents do it. The society was such a big thing. What the neighbors will say. And their whole psyche fed that and that alone. They were constantly being authored, and that was the hurt. When you come to you for you, just you as you, there's nobody. Sometimes when students are doing the session, I don't even want to look at them. I'm afraid I'll influence. And somehow you see the most beautiful result come out because it's about him to him. He's not worried whether the socks matched his eyes. Just. He was true. What he is nobody's business. Can you get that? That's the most beautiful state. That's a healed state, madam. I came to it a long time ago, rather accidentally. You hear masters run into caves. I had a cave when I was a kid too. It was an old Japanese old fortress where nobody used. That was my cave. I used to spend months and days just sitting in there enjoying myself by myself. And I was wondering, what was I doing? It is a place I can be. It's only about me. You understand? I don't have to. I can fall back within me. Without that, you don't have a life. Now, all diseases are born based on that. When you can connect you to you, you are intact. And that will give birth to the simplest understanding that you are the creator. Because when you effect that, your surrounding effects. You become powerful, sir. Powerful enough to direct your life the way you want to direct it. Then for the first time, you will understand why children celebrate. They can't help it. Because they are not yet polluted by the mind and the outside. Suddenly it bubbles up. You become healthy. I go around the world speaking. I've spoken to thousands of people. And I wonder, will they be able to jump out of the programming that has been done to them? That is to look outward for approval, live out the outward demand, to serve a ghost, so to say. Will they be able to step out of that and fall within themselves, for themselves, and develop this deep self-recognition? And then the journey begins. An unbelievable journey. And I tell you, when you find you, you will always like you. Because you chose that to be in this life. then nobody has to teach you how to be successful. You will know, because it's your being. You will know what is success for you, if at all you want to use that word. And somehow to this person, success finds them. See, you are made out of this authoring system. You get what I'm saying? You follow? Whenever you say somebody made you happy, you have been authored. Somebody affected you. You got to come to see nobody can affect you. There is no such thing. It is the greatest myth. You have never been heard. You are free. From that freedom, I can transfer to you the secret of the second discipline. That is, only from that freedom. I don't even speak to people until they've come to that freedom. Only when I look into their eyes and I know they are in touch with that freedom, do I work with them. Because the second discipline is about opening the brain to its fullest capacity. Then this brain becomes a powerful mechanism, very individual. And the brain starts pulsating in intelligence. Life becomes beautiful. Then for the first time, you will be a steward, as how my friend Ebra calls it, a steward to humanity. Through you, beautiful things are born. Which is not just for you, for another too. I wonder. See, we live in a world of fashion, don't we? In the West, you guys set the trend for the East. Then in the East, we follow you up. And fashion is always never individual expression. Maybe it's for the artist who designs it, but for everybody else, it's just to fit in. Do you think so, sir? Do you watch that disease? I'm saying, your freedom, your beauty begins when you fall within you. When you come to you to see you in your utter aloneness, you to you. Just you encountering you for you and just being there. Oh my God. That's a phenomenal state to be in. Then for the first time, a man knows what courage is. What does it mean to live courageously? A woman knows what it means to celebrate that. Then through that basic division of duality, you celebrate your individuality in any way you see fit. And in recognizing, in doing so, you give it to me as a gift because I deserve you as you. Do you follow? I don't deserve the plastic of you. If you love anybody, you will show the best of you to them, won't you? I have two beautiful friends here, many friends. I've got lots of friends. Sometimes I see Kate and Peter. Just nice to see both of them. I see some of you. I've watched them for a while. So nice, two human beings committing just to be themselves with each other. No demand. I look at that and I go like, that's good. That supports meditation. That supports celebration. It was very nice to see you and your husband dancing the other day. I was like, two unauthored people. I know my words are all bad. This is, I don't even know whether I'm getting through, but let's forget about that. Let's just go on. The jokes will be good. So if they don't get the talk, they get the joke. So what I'm saying is, the first freedom is freedom from being affected to shifting to become the effector. Psychologically, you heal. To me, when you be you, unaffected, courageously standing as you and not othering anybody else, you act as a friend to mankind. That I stand as Sachi to you, I bear witness to you. When I look at you, sir, I'm not judging, imposing, demanding. I bear witness to your freedom. I stand with you in freedom, sir. That's why the Hindu puts the hand together. I honor your freedom and we stand in freedom. To me, that is the essence of being a friend to mankind. Because so many people would like you to yield, would like to dominate you through fear, through judgment, through a million atrocious things. Have you seen sometimes people walk around thinking they know what is right for you? Have you watched that? Sometimes it just irritates me in place it shouldn't. And I'm usually very unkind to people like that. They are not inquiring life. They are telling how everybody else should be and they must be the way they see it. To me, I am inviting people to undertake this personal revolution that I believe is going to be the only revolution for humanity. That you are you, madam, as you are. Your life is yours and you're doing what you feel right for you without hurting anybody. Of course, that is thrown in there. And just celebrating ourselves. I wonder, if I love you, Madhuri, I must not interfere in you. I stand witness to you. I be a friend. That's the only way you love somebody. You allow them complete authenticness and you rejoice in their authenticness. That's the word Buddhahood means. In Buddhism, there is a word called Nirvana. Nirvana also means nakedness. You must give yourself a chance to see you in that state. Then trust me, success looks for you. Your very breath is success. How can you fail? It is an impossibility. You are no serving no gods, societally. Maybe you serve that. Your life is not to please somebody or cater for somebody. Of finding somebody's approval. It is you for you to you. It is my celebration. I wonder whether your heart is ready for it. It will be eventually, almost everybody. But I know at any one time it's only 7 to 10% of humanity. Because when I came to it with great war. From childhood, I had to go to war. They were trying to confine me, just gave them hell. Didn't want to. I said, I'll just be me. It's a good moment. I don't know, with my madness or my words, I somehow have slipped into this and have a window, because these windows have been tightly shut. There's a gap for you to see. Do I want to move to that space within me? That commitment to enter that is discipline one. Peter Frey. Just an eye that is capable of seeing itself for itself. And that same eye offer that to humanity. And for the first time, one stumbles upon what love is. We move away from begging another to accept us, from an authority to tell us, to exploring it for ourselves. If you have heard of this man called Ramana Maharishi, he used a word. He used to call it Atma Vicharam, a dialogue with your own soul, so to say, for yourself. I wonder whether you will do that for yourself and for humanity. Our salvation does not belong in somebody else's hand. It is ours and ours alone. Ours and ours alone. Nobody has the power unless you give it away. Humanity is demanding us to declare ourselves to ourselves and encouraging the whole humanity to declare that. Thus, this whole earth can be an enormous celebration. What is enlightenment when that is the only way you know how to be? Something happens to the body, to the brain. Jeff, something happens. There is an unbelievable transformation happen when you come to that and just be that. There was a master by the name of Mahavir. Gave birth to the Jainism. Have you heard of him? Yeah, okay. He stood for 12 years. That's all he did. To free himself from all the influences and to come to him for him. Just him. And in that falling within, he attained to enlightenment, which is an actual biological process. It's not just a spiritual mental process, you know, it's actually biological. Something happens to this whole being, your energy field. Something changes within you enormously that cannot be reversed, in a nice way. But have you even been looking at that direction? I wonder. True spiritual person is a person who seeks that and offers that to anybody he meets. And let me tell you, only that kind of person loves you. Sometimes I see some of my students and the wives or husbands look at each other. I become enormously happy because I can see through the eyes they offer that. For the other to discover themselves for themselves without them interfering. That is called being a lover. The disciplines help you to get here on your own rather quickly. And then you would live the discipline for yourself if you choose to be in that state. If not, we are always living for another. Watch your brain. What is the point of writing a poem if the world doesn't appreciate it? Have you seen? Why do a painting if it's not going to be appreciated? It's always for the other, isn't it? Not for one's own celebration. I like Van Gogh. He painted his last painting. I think it was a sunflower. And he said, I have painted what I came here to paint. I'm done. He went and killed himself. That part didn't go right, but he couldn't be bothered. And that painting was, I think he sold it for a meal and a place to stay. And he was sitting in an attic for God knows how long. But that was his movement in aloneness. It is called the authentic movement, the baka, the Sufi call it. See, I do not teach spirituality. I've got nothing to do with it the way the world proposes it. I've got nothing to do with it. I just help you in some way for yourself, give you the tools so that you may come to you for you by yourself. I wonder. Is there any questions?
Perhaps there's more to it than I imagine there is in the further stages, but it seems fantastic. I would love to have a life like this. And at the same time, it seems somehow short-sighted. because it ends with this life now, so I can be comfortable, I can be happy, I can be myself,
right.
I can be free, but what's the point?
Good. That's the point. I know, it's a beautiful, you have helped. When you say, what is the point? What other point is there? In just being that, all points are made. Would you share to another? You will, if that's the question. If it's not there, but you're asking the question, what's the point? That is the point that I've been discussing. What is the point? You see, being myself for myself has been made no point. I don't know whether I'm hearing her question rightly, but I'll use it the way we are hearing it, just as a tool. Can you imagine that? What's the point? That's the point. It has got no point in regards to the society. But that's the point. Yes, you will be able to create, make money, all that you'll be able to do. I'm not saying you will not, but what's the point? It appears, madam, maybe this is not what you're saying, but I'm going to use it. We live to get the other's approval. That's the point. I don't know whether that's what you mean, but let me just make fun of it. No, but what I'm pointing is, that's the point we have been programmed to be. It's like, I used to go into the jungle to run. As a boy, we used to hunt. Now you all hunt in the supermarket. We have to go into the forest. Sometime deep in a valley, you accidentally find a beautiful orchid will bloom. It's an orchid area. So that orchid will tear your eyes apart. That's how gorgeous. We, even locals, will be going like, whoa, look at that. And then we wonder, what's the point? Nobody else saw it. And even me saying it, if I don't tell somebody, it's no point seeing it. So the whole thing to see it is to say it to somebody. Do you know, by its blooming, whether you see it, you don't see it, it has lived out the point. It's like this. Let me just go with this. Have you seen the whales? You guys have it here. It goes up and down. Eat plankton, swim, swim, swim. Old life, swim, swim. What's the point? What's the point? Moves north, moves south, up and down. Gets lucky sometime. Has babies. What's the point? Why? What is the meaning? Watch, meaning has been made to achieve, to prove something to somebody else. Just being, to me, I'm saying, is the meaning. Making it very crude, but if you can stumble upon that. Like, what's the point? Like my mother will say, what's the point? I say, go meditate alone. What's the point? I say, it's for you, for yourself. For what? No, what has happened is, I feel like we have been externalized. Then why do we make love? Is it for the other or for oneself? What is the point? What's the point of being alive? Yes, you will be happy, madam. Yes, you will be rejoicing. Yes, you will celebrate. I don't know what's the point. In regards to the society, there is no point. It is you for yourself to yourself. Please. Please, I just made fun. I can misunderstand and use it for something else.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
No, I'm not speaking in terms of what's the point with society. I completely
see that.
With you.
Okay, thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. My question is more, what's the point of coming to that place in ourselves in this life if we don't take it to the next step?
Well done.
You know, the next level. Like, what do you do once you have that and you're separate from whatever and you're free? So what?
Very good.
You know, is it going to help me in the greater journey?
Of course. I am saying, without that, you cannot be helped. Without that, there is no help. You see, most spiritual practice goes wrong because this base doesn't exist. Only when you come to you for you, will you move to the higher. It's like the third and the fourth discipline only deals with enlightenment. What is the principle? What is the mathematics? That is the final liberation, but to come that, you must come to personal liberation. From collective entrapment to personal liberation to the universal liberation, so to say. But the final cannot be come to because the original itself is wrong. We can follow. And you will ask, what is the point finally being liberated? We can stretch that question. What's the point finally being enlightened? What's the big deal? It's a huge deal. It's a huge deal. Because that's the highest flowering of humanity. And remember, the journey is not only about you. It starts with you, but it ends for everybody else. That's why enlightenment is never for oneself. It's always for humanity. In this, if you can follow that.
It creates that ripple.
Yep. But at the end, the question can be brought, what is the point? I've gone through that discussion with people. What is the point, Master, at the end? You meditated so long, you went through all this, you became enlightened. What is the point? I think I gave him an answer, I'll repeat to a lot of you. So authentically, I can say I love you. I don't know whether that matters to you, but it matters to me. So when I look at you and I say I love you, it is authentic. And that matters very deeply for me. And my life has mattered to me. Should go into a discussion on that someday. Another question, easier one. Nah, bring it up. Let's have some fun.
Well, then the point is that it gave your life meaning.
Yeah. A short answer, yeah. Or I realize it had meaning. Not it gave me meaning. I realized it had meaning. I didn't have to look for it anywhere. Just by being, it had meaning. And why meaning is important? Meaning is when something never dies. It is. One of the most beautiful things about meaning, that means you are not a myth, you are not a lie. You are not a mirage. You're a fact. When something means something to you, you are not a fantasy. In the East, we have a great understanding of Maya, myth, lies. And we don't ever want to be Maya. Maya means it's a lie. You're not a dream. You are. And whenever you are really, there is no death. You are. It didn't give me meaning. I found in that silence the meaning was already there. And then the fear of death disappears. Think on it. Come on, guys.
I've got a question about your guru, not your guru, particular, but anybody's group. A lot of people say, or a lot of spiritual-minded people say, only your guru can guide you to enlightenment.
Yeah.
If you don't have a guru, then you're lost. Right? What you're saying is it sounds a little bit different in the sense that you're guiding yourself.
No, I'm not saying anything different than what they're saying. I'm saying you have to first come to you before you come to me. If not, when you come to me, your mother-in-law is following you. You can understand. It's a good question. It's an amazing question. You will need me. That is why I'm withdrawing from the public. You will need me only when you have reached about discipline 3. Then you need a guru. You need a master, a living master. That transmission can only happen with a living master. Without a living master, it's impossible. You get lost. But you need it as a recognition, as a starter of a flame. That's it. But you will ignite yourself. But the way he will do it is, if he's a real master, he will not alter you. He will not infect you. He will, in his presence, you come to your own. You understand? It's like if you go learn painting from Rembrandt, you never come out Rembrandt. You came out your master with your style. If not, you just copied Rembrandt. But in the beginning, the price of disciplehood is you must fall into your own. I'm not doing anything new. The authentic method of the East I'm following. Before you come to a master, he will shave your head and send you out as a monk for 3 years. Say, roam the forest. Roam. Live in your aloneness. When he comes, he looks into your eyes and see whether you have fallen back into you or not. He will see. If you still are crowded by the society, he sends you off again. And you are right. Enlightenment, it's almost impossible. Not that people have not done it in the past. It's almost impossible to reach without a living master. I agree with you. So I'm not saying anything different. No, I'm not contradicting any one of them. But I'm saying you have to earn the right to come there. And the way to earn your right is to come to your authenticness for yourself. You understand, sir? If not, you may come to him to learn to get the society's approval. And he has got nothing to do with that. Does that help you a little bit? Thank you. Well done. Fair to say.
Unless I design society, then it cannot be a part of me.
Of course. It is not a part of you.
It cannot be.
Cannot be. Well done. Nice observation. Since I didn't design the society, it cannot be part of me. Well done. Nice observation. Nice observation. Like to take off from there, like I wouldn't have been able to rise without the assistance of my masters. But the final jump I did, the glory of guidance was theirs, the glory of attainment is mine. Don't mean to take anything away from them, but like my father raised me, so to say, but I took the responsibility to grow up, if that makes any sense. You know, he gave the house, the books and everything. I did the rest too. It's not all his. Thus, I'm free. One or two more questions and then we finish for today. What's the time? Do we have time?
Sure.
Okay. You see, how you know you have completed level one is, once you have finished the program and gone through the initiation, you float along and live and do the discipline. Once your life is in order, every aspect is in order, your finance is in order, your relationship is in order, when everything is on order, only then you can do discipline too. So your reality will tell you. If you still have things breaking down, your roof leaking, not yet for discipline too. Is it discipline one? There's another word for it. So it's called the science of order. You come to order. That means you are where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to do, living the way you're supposed to be living, which is rightfully yours, then discipline too can be delivered. In the East, a student takes 7 years to pass through 1 to 2. They watch. If he's a samsari, they watch. How is he in his marriage? How is he in his house? How is his work? Is he a balanced person? Is everything in order before they deliver the second discipline? Because if your life, your living life is not in order, going there can be an escape from life. Many times, meditation has become, people close their eyes to escape the world. They didn't close their eyes to be in touch with themselves. And that's all false. So discipline too, you'll know. Give it some time. As you have been doing the meditation, the creation, everything will fall right. You'll be in the right job, right situation. All things will settle. Usually it takes about 3 to 6 months for most people. Then you see your life is right. You're cruising, so to say. Everything is cruising, everything is good. Then we do discipline too. Because discipline too is about excellent. It's about rising to the best of the best that you will ever be and can be. But you must get the basic first. One more question. Yep.
If nobody else is going to jump in. when you say, you just said something, when you're able, in level one, you come to yourself. When you say that, do you actually mean yourself as the microcosm? Within the macrocosm, the Atman, the I, is that what you're talking about? Is it kind of a spiritual self-realization that you come to? Not necessarily enlightenment, but...
Yeah.
Is that what you mean when you say that?
You see, it will be helpful to understand. In the East, there is two demarcations. They call it personal enlightenment and universal enlightenment. Personal enlightenment is Atma. You come back to you as a self. They call it personal enlightenment. I mean, you're right with you. Then you say, my life writes, my life works. They call it personal enlightenment. And then only you're ready for universal enlightenment. So this, in the first two disciplines, we only concentrate on the personal enlightenment to say. That means you are right by you and you will be able to bear the title Swami, they call it in the East, a master. The word Swami means a master. You are a master to you. That means you can fix you. You are right. You know how to come to your order by will. The next two stages talks about Paramatma. Atma, Paramatma. But a lot of people have not even come to Atma, they are trying to jump to Paramatma. Somehow, they feel when life falls apart, they want to run to Himalaya. Sometimes I've seen, you know, people come where I live to meditate and say, why have you come? Oh, I just ended my marriage of 40 years and I'm pretty depressed. Why did you come here? You're not going to find another guy here that you can go out and mess around for another 40 years and be depressed. This is not why you come here. No, I thought maybe meditation would help. What do you think? Meditation is a consolation? It's Panadols or aspirin? But that's how it has been placed, you know. When this world fails them, they want to run to the Himalayas or to a meditation master. And many times I send them back. I say, please go back. Go see a psychologist, a psychiatrist. Sit, talk, sort your life out. When you are happy, come to me. But when they are happy, they don't want to come. Because they are happy. They say, what more is there to search? See, that is the madness. So I will divide it into two phases, just for discussion. We'll go into deeper. First is, in regards to Atma, you coming to you, you having a self-realized state in regards to you. And that itself is big. That is huge. It really blows people's brains off. Beautiful. They are back. There's so much power and joy and grandness. And then they move to the next two. Okay. Has that been good? I hope so. Remember, let me tell you my heart. I stumbled upon this very accidentally when I was 6 years old. And it took me 23 years to kind of come to it on my own. I came to it on my own. And what I had to battle is, I had to battle people who think they know. And people who quantify it to other people. I've met so many people who want to tell people very quickly what it is, and I always think these are the curse for humanity. Because sometimes when you have come to see what I have, what they are saying is garbage, misdirecting people, so I had to fight so much of that. And after my own awakening, I went and figured out how can I transfer this to people to help, to put down a system in a way to help without making them helpless, you understand? And that took me a huge journey, 10 over years, doing every form of research, figuring it out in principle, in application. And I think I've stumbled upon at least the first two disciplines to be shared without madness, in a more sane way. The other two disciplines, I'm still using my traditional system, that people come stay with me and learn with me directly. But by the time I'm finished, I'll bring it down to a science too. Because I've got great love for mathematics and showing things in a mathematical formula so your brain can grasp it. My prayer is that you will give yourself the opportunity and you will participate in the work for yourself. And if you can, if you see it as how we do, that this is going to be the revolution, come along. Thank you.